So fueled by the desire to bring joy and alleviate suffering, we're going to look at the causes of happiness, the causes of suffering. We're going to look at the deeper mechanisms that hold our confusion and suffering in place. Yeah? And to do this, we're going to shift our attention from the content of experience, which is, you know, those beautiful details that has helped to sort of warm us up, to connect us, and to elicit our responses. Yeah. But we've got such a response that we want to find what's really going to deeply touch people, deeply move people. And to do that, we need to shift our focus from the content to the nature of experience. Yeah? To the nature of our experience, to the nature of all experience. What all experience has in common. Yeah. The word dharma certainly in Sanskrit, I'm sure in Pali too, it's got many meanings actually. And sometimes it can be a bit strange, you've got all these meanings and you're not quite sure which one is being used. Yeah. So sometimes it means the constituent parts of experience, dhammas. Yeah. But sometimes it means the laws, actually, which is, you know, we tend to write that one off. We tend not to think about that one because, you know, we don't like laws in Buddhism, you know, but actually what it's really referring to is the relationships between things, yeah? The laws in the sense of the laws of the universe, the laws of being, you know, the things that things have in common, yeah? What connects things, yeah? What things share. And actually, if we attend to the constituent parts of our experience, not in terms of their content, but in terms of their nature, we'll get to the same place. Yeah? So. Don't worry, this actually has a very simple practical exploration when we come to the, I'm setting you up to do a meditation here, and it's quite simple and practical, but this is just a bit of the background. So actually, I don't know if you've found this, but shifting our attention from the content of the experience to the nature of experience sort of happens naturally as we get more absorbed in meditation. Yeah? We don't necessarily sort of hold things together in the same way. Yeah? There are sort of gaps in our usual sort of run of experience, and things can become they can seem a lot less solid, a lot less sort of rigid, a lot less stuck. There's more fluidity in our experience, yeah? There's more, people can have a sense of that it's all a bit sort of ethereal, that they can't sort of get hold of things quite so much. I mean, actually, if we stay with it, things can still be quite vivid and alive, but there is this sense of that we can't sort of pin things down and things are less chunky and solid. Do we get a bit of a sense of what I'm talking about through our practice? Yeah?
Is it like things become more ephemeral? Is it that kind of
Yes. I mean, everybody experiences it in a slightly different way. But basically, I think what's happening is that the craving is, we're getting more contented. We're getting more spacious. Our hearts are opening more. It's more fluid. And that has repercussions in our mind. You know, things sort of fall away and open up and become more fluid. Yeah. So what we're coming into contact with there is the sort of there's more room, if you like, to see the dynamic nature of mind, the constantly creative nature of mind. Yeah? Sometimes I say nature of mind, sometimes I say awareness, sometimes I say experience. Yeah? You can sort of take your pick. There, people have different objections to all of those things. but you get, it's sort of, what's happening now, basically? Yeah? Do you get the territory? Yeah? What's happening now? What's happening now is constantly shifting. There's sounds, there's light shifting, there's noises in the room, there's there's movements, there's sensations in my body, there's stretches in the skin, there's all sorts of things. And even when we're all sitting incredibly still, yeah, even when we're up against the most stuck of stuckness, bored, rigid, unmoving, yeah, the constant vibration, the constant energy that's holding all of that together. Yeah. Did any of you have been seeing this program on the brain? Yeah. Have any of you seen that? If you haven't, and if you like watching things, I really recommend it. It just shows how. I mean, I think like there are trillions of sort of synapse charges or whatever they are, you know, in every moment, you know, it's like there's such an amazing sort of morass of things going on, yeah, and we call that stuck. We call that boring. yeah. So just to keep us alive in this very instant, it's all happening, you know, it's this infinite shifting, interacting processes, yeah? A flow of conditions. So there's a constant flow of conditions. And then what we do is as we try to make sense of that constant flow of conditions, and we try and communicate with each other about it. But in doing so, we lose touch with the immensity of it, with the fluidity of it, with the immensity of it, because in order to communicate, we have to pick out bits, you know, to talk about. So if I'm sitting here, in fact, you can all do this. Get an arm out. It doesn't have to be an arm. It can be any bit of skin you want, really. But so we can stroke our arms. Yeah. So. Can you all get a sense of that experience, stroking the arm? Okay. So I can say to you, as I do this, I am stroking my arm. Yeah? But it doesn't really convey the entirety of that experience. It doesn't begin to, you know, as I sit here stroking my arm, there's all the air particles around me that are carrying light and sound and vibration and a smell, maybe, and there's all the sort of sense of pressure and hardness and you know what I'm sitting on. There's all the everything that we've been talking about that's going on in my body, you know, all the synapses and the blood pumping round and the breath through the air. There's all the thoughts, all the emotional tones, you know, I'm slightly tired and I'm touching it in a certain way, or oh, this is interesting, a sort of little sparkle that happens somewhere. But it's not, so I can give you some idea, yeah? And that some idea is very important because it connects us. You know, we couldn't be mirrors for one another, yeah? We couldn't show each other each other's beauty if we didn't have that way of communicating, yeah? But the next step that we do is to sort of say, well, okay, in a way we sort of say the label of arm takes over from the entirety of that experience. Yeah? So we go around, we end up going around in a world of labels rather than a world of experience. Yeah? Does that make sense? I mean, we do this profoundly, yeah? So I'm not suggesting that over the next couple of days we're going to chuck out all the labels, yeah? But just if we even just start to get a glimpse of that we can, you know, that we can be free of that, that we can, you know, the labels can be there, but they don't have to define experience, that experience can open up, yeah? And in a way, you know, as I meditate, as I sit and things settle, more and more labels pop up, you know, and free themselves, yeah? And then deeper levels. So it's like, you know, you go into a room and there are a couple of people in that room and one of them is smiling at you and the other one is just looking a bit grumps. And you think, oh, right. Initially you might think, oh, right, you know, that person likes me and that person doesn't. Yeah. And then as we practice, you know, we learn to work with our emotions and, you know, create our own weather and bring more sort of understanding to the situation. We start to sort of look a bit more deeply and really take that person in and see, ah, no, that's, you know, that's just in their demeanour, or maybe they've had some really bad news, or, you know, or it's got absolutely nothing to do with me at all, you know. So we can start to sort of, you know, be really open to them in spite of how they are, yeah. So we don't sort of make those assumptions, yeah. But there's a whole deeper level of assumptions that come into play immediately we go through that door, yeah, which is that there's another, that we know what another person is, yeah. That we have this sense, we know immediately that that's another person, yeah. And I'm a person, and we never question. It's not that that is, that there isn't something in that. That's calling out a certain experience that we have. You know, it's naming a certain experience that we have, but it's not the entirety of that experience. We miss the sort of millions of years of evolution and the sort of the myriad of conditions that sort of bring that experience that we're having now into play, yeah? So we sort of slap label person on, and that closes things down in a certain sort of way. Yeah? Does that make sense? And again, it's very, you know, it's very useful to do that. We need to do that in order to communicate, but we want to be, we won't be free, we won't be totally free unless we recognise that we are doing that, yeah? And that it is just an able and not the entirety of the experience that we're having. Yeah? This is lifetime's work, if not a lifetime work, but I think the freedom for me lies in really just sort of being open and curious and dancing with experience so that I can see what the next level of assumptions that I'm bringing to life is. Yeah? And that's the freeing part. I think we'll take this into a meditation. So I'm going to try doing a metta with this. I think we'll just do three stages. In your own practice, you can stay in whichever part of this sort of practice you want to. Sometimes I've just stayed with the sort of fluidity aspect for months and months and months. So just, yeah. Okay. So remember that we go into this practice really wishing that people be freed from the causes of suffering and have the causes of happiness. And in the practice, our metta is our ability to really be with. We're turning our metta to the nature of our experience. So all the ways in which we've learnt to be spacious, receive deeply, and let release, have that light touch, all of that applies. Starting by letting go of all the words. Letting it all fall away. We're just sitting in the room, supported by the earth, in touch with sensations of pressure, in contact with the ground, our weight on the cushion. The stretch of our skin, tiny pools of our muscles as they move to keep us upright. Can ease and open into all these sensations. Free, alive. Can feel the air move into our lungs. rippling throughout the body. Tiny movements in response to that. Shift of our ribs. The skin across our belly. Any sense of throbbing, movement of our blood in the body. Tiny swaying of our torso as it readjusts itself moment by moment. Movements of energy in the muscles, throbbing response of the muscles and the skin to the pressure of the ground. To the sensation of the air on the skin. Constant flow constant transition. Dynamic sensation. Shifting in and out of experience. And the sounds in the distance. In the room. Even in our bodies. Sounds and silence. Shifting vibrations. A symphony of movement. Resting easy, open, alive in this shifting symphony of movement, this flow of experience. And if labels appear, breath, body, hand, ear, sound, just ease with the label, let it breathe. Receive and release. Let it be part of the dance. Doesn't need to solidify our experience. let experience be fully ungraspable, alive as it is, free, mysterious, unknown. And we can see that when we try to grasp, to know, to push and pull experience, we create tension. Suffering, dukkha, and when we ease and open, free our hearts, breathe and respond, there's just freedom, openness. Play of conditions. if you like, we can invite another person into the space of our hearts, into the heart's vastness. Them sit with us. We can sit by them. Maybe aware of their breathing. The flow of the air in and out of their bodies. Our metta, well wishing. Flows out to them. It flows out to every particle, every condition that makes up our sense of this person. Fully present to their fragile, ever-changing breath. Try to be with them, fully alive, but without the label, person, just a flow of conditions, like us, thoughts, feelings, body movement. Millions of years of evolution. The wonder of life before us. they like us? A red dance, a flow of experience. Like us, where they resist, they suffer. So as we sit here, breathing together, breathing in the flow of experience, can soften the labels. Enter the mystery. The dance of experience, the dance of conditions, that is that other person. So we'll have a 15-minute break. And if you want to do a walking meditation after that, you're welcome to. But I will also ring bells for a half hour open sit in here.